Hello and welcome to the Collision Shack. With me, I have Travis Flesher.
And right behind me, I have Elijah Martin.
Hi, guys. Welcome.
Oh, my God.
It has been so
It has been long 1 week.
Since we have recorded the podcast.
Why is it always a week that things are released? Why not, like...
Because daily...
is too much.
I think it's when it's like what's the word I'm trying to look for? It's like a week is literally like it's a reset of a schedule, yeah. You know?
Right. Okay.
And so daily would be the next closest thing. But daily is a lot of times for many things too, like, close.
Too many.
And so a week is the next perfect length, you know, a full Sunday.
And then monthly,
you
lose interest.
Because
you
can do it like every 4 days, but then that's like Monday to Thursday to
well,
Sunday.
Well, some people release
bi-weekly, Wednesday.
Which also means twice a month and also twice a week.
Yeah, but I've always hated that biannually.
But what is that even? Twice every
that's
2 years?
It's every 2 years or twice a year.
It's di-annually, duh.
Well, I suppose, I think it's biannual. There is, I think, maybe there is actually a second, a different way to say it.
There probably is, like Latin versus Greek.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah, so, I mean, I've been doing great. Have you been, how was last week for
this
you?
This past week, let me fucking tell you what, guys. Okay. Everything has popped up this last week.
Oh, my God.
No. But it has been a good life so far. I hope it doesn't get too worse.
I mean, this is episode 12. So, I mean, we're hoping to keep this going. We're trying to make it as easy as possible with a... Oh, fuck, I forgot to do this. All right, there you go. Okay, so it's been super great.
Fuck, I forgot to do this.
All right, so I wanted to do that. I'm not going to restart it now. I'm just going to sit there.
Let me tell you one thing that really grinds my gears.
What's
politics.
That?
Ugh.
Politics.
Politicians can't stand them.
Yeah, me too. Let's move on.
That was a great... Let's have a politics bit on every episode.
Let's do that.
That really just highlights our unwillingness to talk about politics.
And it's very factual because we know we don't like
I have a great idea. Ouch. Yeah. I have a great idea. Let's talk about politics, but like Brazilian politics. So, you know, it doesn't really affect
like
us in
any local Brazilian
way.
Mayors. Like,
Yeah. Let's choose one city and then really dive deep into their political
situation.
Then we're
going to be like,
we'll get hooked.
Oh my God! I'm not.
We'll get,
I don't
Oh my God! I can't believe that fucker is still running for mayor. How is he ahead in the polls?
Like we're gonna be talking without mentioning names, and at the end of like, I can't think of a Spanish name. Juan, God damn it!
Oh my God, Juan.
Juan.
I hate that candidate Juan. He just goes by his first name.
Oh God, Mr. Juan. You know what I also hate? And actually happened when I was calling you to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I was just checking up on you. Hey, getting out of work. Let's go record a podcast.
Well, like, originally it was a booty call, but then you shifted midstream after you realized that wasn't
interesting. Midstream, yeah. And then I called you and you're like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, hey. And we always do like our dumb bit right when every single time we call each other, it's always we have
it's a bit, then the actual content, and then another bit.
Then
to
another
close
bit.
The phone call.
So with the bit, What threw me off was that you answered. You're like, oh, hey. And I'm like, hello. And you're like, yeah, hello. And I'm like, hello. And, and then you're like, okay, all right. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm just, hey, how's it going? You're like, oh, it's pretty good. My speaker's broken. And I'm like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so I was calling you to have and I like mid and oh, you said you were doing a puzzle.
I was.
So I had assumed that there's children, but I didn't assume. This is the problem. I didn't assume that there was children. And I didn't catch the set. They said your speaker was broken. So when you said that, I was like, oh, I was just going to have set. And then I stopped mid. I was gonna say I want to have sex with you or something.
Right.
But then I realized that your mother, your sisters could have been around.
My daughter could have been there.
Your daughter could have been there, in your eye twinkling.
It was me and my mom, but I wasn't. You weren't on speakerphone.
Oh, because he spent. I was just like super. Because I wanted to go get. I always like getting super vulgar, right? That's the good bit.
It's fun.
It's like no one's listening but me, NSA agent, and you.
Oh my God, A words. D words.
Oh my God. The F word, freaking.
Words.
Oh my God. I can't believe I just said that.
Bested.
Excuse me. All right. So for. I'm trying. We have a head. To monitor our audio, we have this little headset.
We had to jimmy rig this podcast together.
I've ordered. Within the last week, I still have not gotten the mixer because it's literally been like 5 minutes. But we can't. I can't do this anymore. It's like we're trying to listen to ourselves talk, but we can't because the headphone jack is just. It's only playing out of one ear, so by the time you're done with the podcast, that ear is like ringing, and the other one's perfectly fine.
Oh my God, it's not that bad though. I find it I like how every few minutes or so you have to mess with it.
I know, and it's just like it's kind of distracting. Hey, Elijah, do you know what time it is?
It's time. Something's afoot. Oh no, that's the wrong one.
Epic discovery.
Epic discovery. It's time for Would You Rather in my eyes.
Oh, shit.
Would Travis Allen Samuel Fletcher.
That is not
that's my not your official
name.
Name.
It is not.
But I know that secretly it is. No.
You're right, secretly.
That still fucking gets me
I have,
so hard.
I have, I have, okay, let's stop in the music. I have in my name, is Travis Allen.
Period in your name.
And then the letter S, then a dot, like the dot, and then Fletcher on my birth certificate. And do you know why, Elijah? Do you know fucking why?
You've told me why.
I've told you why, but the listeners might not. The Shacolites, good thing I remember that. It's because my mom didn't want me to have a, quote, a Mexican name, unquote.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because she thought having two middle names or just like four names is just too many. So Travis Allen, S. Dot.
So to get around of it, to get around it, she decided... Well, but I still want it there. I still want the, you know, I still want him to have the middle name Samuel. I just don't want it to be official.
I want the symbol to be there. Like, why couldn't you just not call me that on
sense.
The birth certificate?
Or just do it. Like, who gives a shit?
It's a piece of paper that'll, is it because, like, the lines are never long enough to write your, like, you know, like, official
yeah,
DMV documents?
Like, she like, was like, she started with a gigantic Travis, and then she was like, oh, shit. I gotta trim this up. I got barely a quarter of the line left.
My name is actually like Travis, spelled like how aesthetic is spelled. It's like T space R space.
Oh,
a
right, right. And then
V.
The rest of it's really keened close together.
Yeah.
Occurred rather.
She even references the Unicode letters so that they're squinched up together.
She stapled on the back of the certificate. There's a guide with the Unicode what are those
the chart
called?
Sprite
Unicode.
Sheet. I don't
no,
know
the actual code. Like, what would that be called?
A Unicode. That's what it's called. It's like
yeah, I guess
for the letters. Anyways, right?
Yeah, but that's still. But your name is Travis Allen Samuel Fletcher, technically speaking.
Yeah, like
well,
not
no, technically speaking is not.
It technically speaking is Travis Allen S. Fletcher.
But theoretically speaking, it should be.
And what's funny, she doesn't ever call me Travis Allen Samuel Fletcher. She says S.
Did
she
really?
Says S. She's like, so like Travis Allen S. Fletcher, get your ass
that,
down here.
That bastard.
It's either Travis Allen or Travis Allen S. Fletcher. It's never Travis.
Travis
Allen. Maybe she didn't want a name. I have to yell a name so long. She's
they
really...
call, my parents call me Elijah Joe sometimes.
Elijah Joe?
Yeah, because Joseph is my middle name.
Fucking damn it, this headphone jack shit.
Technically, should I start going by Joseph? Because it is, it's a German middle
it
name,
is,
so it
yes.
should technically be Joseph.
Joseph.
But I always go by Joseph because I feel like
it's
I feel like it's pretentious.
Pretentious.
Like, excuse me, that's Joseph to you.
All right, Elijah.
Travis, would you rather eat leftover pizza from last night?
Speaking
that's
of
been,
the microphone.
Oh, sorry about that. Would you rather eat leftover pizza from last night that's been heated in the microwave?
Okay.
Or leftover pizza from two nights ago that's been heated in the oven?
Oh, two nights ago?
Mm-hmm. That's still not that old.
It's still not. Yeah, I have pizza in my fridge from a few nights ago. That's three or more. Baked, obviously. That is baked.
So the two nights ago one.
Yeah, but like, how hungry am I when I decide this?
Actually, he gave a little bit of... it is 8 a.m. You assumedly just recently had woken up.
Okay.
You ordered... I don't know why he went this specific. You ordered
because
a 16-inch pizza of your favorite variety for dinner last night at 6 p.m. and the previous night also at 6 p.m.
Okay.
The slices remain in the microwave and in the oven for the best possible respective times. Heats...
Okay.
Levels and etika and cooled in the same way to achieve optimum taste and heat.
Okay.
They were both stored in the same optimum temperature refrigerator
so
for the duration
fresh.
Of the time they were stored.
They're fresh. Is
they're
what?
Both fresh.
Okay.
But one is a night old and one is two nights old.
Well, the answer is obviously baked for everyone.
You want to get baked then eat it so you don't care.
No, it's... No, no, you put the weed in there and you bake the
pizza in
the
microwave. You bake the THC... into the pizza.
Yeah, but in the microwave.
That's how you make edibles, right?
That
you just
is,
pop
that,
a couple nugs on top and
yeah.
then put throw them in the microwave.
Beautiful
the
flowers
oven.
On top. No,
those
so
beautiful. Those
no,
kind
it,
flowers.
It matters because how hungry am I? Am I like, oh, I'm gonna be hungry soon?
Yeah,
I put that shit in the
oven. I think it's more like your breakfast. You're ready for breakfast.
No, if it's I'm gonna be hungry soon. I know I need to eat. Put that shit in the oven.
Okay.
If it's if it's like, I'm fucking hungry, I got the shakes right now,
it's the microwave.
It's the microwave.
Okay.
Because
I agree.
I mean, the sogginess, it's all right.
This music is just too much, man.
It's just, okay, I'll stop it. It's because you're paying attention. I actually, it was actually all right.
I think the chilling hard worked better for like when you're just talking over.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah, don't you agree though? But don't you agree?
No, yeah, I think I'd go with you on that one.
Yeah.
I'd definitely side with you on that
100%.
Well, except that's not the question. You have to choose one or the other.
At 8 a.m., it's baked.
Okay, yeah, I'd throw that shit in the oven.
But if it was like 9 p.m. and I was really hungry.
Yeah, you go on the whole day without eating. Maybe. You get home from a fucking long day of work. Maybe just pop that shit in the microwave.
Absolutely. There's no reason to not. Well, that's great. Hey, Elijah.
I mean, I actually did have leftover pizza today that I put in the microwave. That was a day old. And it tasted pretty good. So.
Elijah, we have a new segment called Fact or Fiction.
It is new because none of our we didn't do it. We only did Fact or Fiction on the ones we never actually posted.
So it's a new one.
It's technically new.
And here is what I have to say about it. Let's see. How well does this transition?
Terribly.
It's all right, actually. Okay.
That was okay.
So, fact or fiction? Patrick has a sister named Sam.
Sister named what?
Fact or fiction? Patrick Starr has a sister named Sam.
Yeah, you just said Patrick like someone would like.
It's Patrick from SpongeBob. Dude.
Okay, but you didn't say that. You just said Patrick has a sister named Sam. Okay, right. Patrick Starr from SpongeBob has a sister named Sam. That's fiction. I gotta say, I've never seen that ever. I bet you were hoping I'd think of the time Patrick dressed up as a girl and think, oh, maybe that was her sister. But I know that Patrick was just dressing up.
No, 100% wrong. Patrick does have a sister named Sam.
Really?
She mostly grunts, and this is what she looks like.
Okay, yeah. No, that's not that.
Patrick does dress up as a woman.
Yeah, he's got the blonde hair and the green.
But this is basically Patrick actually as a woman.
Except that.
You remember last week when we had the clone discussion? This is the clone discussion. This is the 50%.
That's what they come out as.
So, I mean, you guys can't see it. This is a bad bit for podcasts. But, you know what? Fuck it. I'll post it on Instagram. Let me save this shit. If you look on Instagram, you'll know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
Just tell him to look up Patrick's sister.
Okay, just look up Patrick's sister's name, Sam. All right, okay.
Okay, wow, that was a good one. You stumped me on that one.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I start a sentence and I have no idea where it's going to get you.
That's a bit from The Office. Fuck, I can't hear myself now. Or I can't hear out of my right ear.
Don't ever do anything to anyone.
For any reason.
That's fucking good.
All right. Oh, here's another one.
Fact-o fiction to get a little bit of Spanish in there. You know, between the two of us, we speak about two-thirds Spanish.
You're right. Between fact-o...
Nosotros.
Nosotros. It's an inside joke. They don't even get it. We have to create inside jokes and then say them on the podcast. Gary the snail is first cousins with Pearl from like Mr. Krabs.
That has to be. You had to have made that up. But I don't know. SpongeBob is a wacky show with a long history.
And you know, there's episodes you haven't seen. You've only seen the classic 10 episodes of Clan Nickelodeon.
That's true. I probably haven't seen.
They only play the first two seasons on reruns.
I don't know.
You don't ever see a new episode reran. I mean, they release them. They play them that week.
Right.
And then you never watch them ever again.
I don't know. SpongeBob has been like in a weird, excuse me. SpongeBob has been like a weird agreement with Nick for like the past 10 like decade or so. Like,
well,
it used to just be a regular show that ran regularly, but now it's like they have weird episode schedulings and shit. So I don't know. Okay, Gary the Snail is first. I imagine that's a storyline they'd invent when they're out of ideas, you know, getting towards the middle of the 2010s there. I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to say fiction.
That is fiction. Congratulations. If I had like an applause button, I'd press it.
Why don't you, bitch? I see a bunch of empty space pad.
That is fiction. Patrick and Gary are first cousins, which is even more bizarre.
Oh, wow.
And there's a link to, here's the family tree to prove it. So I'm going to, okay.
How is that possible? What's his name?
Okay, so Patrick Starr has his parents, his dad and mother, and then this looks like it's from like an episode that was like shown for like 4 seconds,
oh,
and then
so
they screen
to,
capped it, uh-huh. And then that's how they know. So it goes his parents, And then Billy Bob, which is like an amiibo, not an amiibo.
So his and then like, grandfather is Billy Bob, an amoeba.
So his dad's grandparents.
So his great grandfather is an amoeba.
Yeah, or it's like a germ. It looks like a germ with a cowboy hat on. It literally is that. He was married to like a fish with a pipe, right? So Patrick's dad, mm-hmm. his grandparents, had not only Patrick, but a snail, who just since snails apparently don't need another partner to reproduce or something, had Gary. So first cousins.
Okay. Wow.
Right. Yeah. So there you go. And it goes further. I'll save this too. If you might not be able to find it, but go on the Twitter actually, and then you'll be able to see it there. I probably will just post it and add a context, and people are like, what the fuck? And then they'll understand.
Yeah. Maybe our Instagram could be the visual aspect. If we ever need to show a visual, be like, it'll be up on our Instagram.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
That's actually a great idea. Oh, we shouldn't come so up with good. Ideas for our podcast on the podcast.
Maybe. No, it's a great idea. I think it's an evolution. And I'm just fucking
yeah. Hit. We could be like
this goddamn headset. I can't hear out of my right ear anymore.
Oh, no, you fucked the whole thing up. Excuse me.
All right. Okay. Now it's just the right. Oh, jeez. All right. Do you want one more?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get some good music for this one. Mr. Krabs.
Yes.
Is 71 years old.
Yeah, I'd say that.
And
Mr. Krabs, here's what we know about him. He's extremely frugal. He's very thrifty with his money. To a fault, I'd say.
What is that sound?
Can they hear that? It's not outside. I think.
Oh, it's outside. There's a beeping outside. Hold on, can you hear it?
That is outside.
There's literally someone backing up outside right now. Oh.
Oh yeah. Oh, you know what?
Okay, that was a fucking stupid. Yes. That okay. Weird. That is fact. Mr. Krabs is
71.
Is 71 years old.
I'm two for three.
In 1942, which makes him 71 years old.
And so what? He fought in the Vietnam War? Is that what you're telling me? Because we all know he is a veteran.
he has a mustache in his driver's license picture.
Does he?
All right, bonus question, last one. How old is SpongeBob? It's just a question. It's not a fact or fiction. Because, I mean, obviously I'm looking at it right now.
How old is SpongeBob?
It is.
Is there a definitive?
There is a definitive answer.
19-something?
Yes. Actually, yes. There is a definitive date of birth.
Okay, well, here's the thing. We're talking, the show has had a long history, so I'd have to think, the age probably remains the same.
Almost.
So what age would Tom Kenny or whoever the fuck invented the what? Actually, he's not the inventor of SpongeBob. But what age would whoever wrote his character imagine him in the year 1999? I'd say probably what, in his early 20s? So I'm going to say he was born in 19... Let me think about it.
All right.
I'm saying he's born in 1978.
Nope. Well, just one more. Just try to guess the age, not the year that he was born.
Well, okay. So I'd say 1978 would have made him by 1999, 22 or something like that. I'll say that he is 25.
All right. Hurry up. Close. He's 27 years old.
Wow, that's too old.
It's kind of weird
now.
He's
a child.
He's a man child. And wait, it says driver's license on here. Did he ever end up actually getting his driver's license? It must have been when he had it for a second.
That's a point of contention on the show.
Maybe that's fact or fiction. All right.
Hey, can we get our Shackleites to do some pre-pro. It's
Shackleites
actually,
or post-pro.
It's not post-pro either, technically speaking. It's more like...
Just go to trialswisher.com/collisionshack and submit the answer to what you were going to ask them a question to double check. Hey,
double check whether he actually ever got his license or not.
Or just tweet at us at collisionshack.
Or just find us and tell us.
Yeah, we're just around.
If you see us on the street, shout it at us. Get some mirrors and use the sun to flash our eyes.
I will suck your penis if you mention the collision shack and tell me whether or not that's true or not. And if that actually happens, there's like a 99.9% chance it will never happen.
So you're saying right now, if by next week's episode, so they have a week to fulfill this.
Yes. Or by the time this comes out. Yes. They have a week during that week.
Well, yeah, from that week to the next episode. Yes. If someone comes up to you, mentions the Collision Shack, and tells you the truth, you will suck their dick.
And yes, I would suck your dick because you're probably our only fan. And it can't be people I know. So it has to be a fan who's not me.
Ooh, true.
It can't be like my mother.
Well, I mean.
My mother would be like, hey, Travis, he did get his license.
He did get his license.
Collision Shack. I'll be like, well, got to do what I got to do. All right, Elijah.
So I'm going to suck your dick. Yeah.
You got a would you rather for me?
I do.
This music is not Matt. We need to reevaluate.
I'm
trying to legitimately use this, and it's just not working out.
Well, I think, you know, this is more like an off-the-air discussion.
It really is.
Well, I was going to say, I think...
Or just keep it off-air. Let's go back to something afoot.
Yeah, maybe not. There's something afoot. Okay, would you rather be fucking shredded, extremely shredded, but weak as shit, but actually very weak.
Look shredded.
Or the opposite. Look extremely weak, but actually be very, very strong.
I would...
Right now, I'd say I'm the literal middle ground on both of those. I'm not very weak. I'm not weak, but I'm definitely not strong.
But compared to... I mean, that's subjective.
I don't look weak.
Let's put a weight lift to it. How much weight can you lift?
Well, I don't even know. Because there's dead... I mean, there's different ways.
There's like a one lift. Like, how much weight can you lift at once? Like, just one rep. That's the
one rep.
That's like, the skinny but strong one.
Like that here?
Or just lifting it up, you know?
Well, what? I don't even know. I have no basis for how much.
I know, because we don't go to the gym.
I don't have any fucking basis for. Well, I mean, I know that I could probably, off the bat, I could probably deadlift 700 pounds.
So are you strong or are you fit? Like, am I healthy because I'm like that?
I'd say what I imagined was like literally like the bodybuilderist of all bodybuilders. That's what you'd look like when you're shredded. Like, you just look completely jacked, but you can't do shit. You can lift. Very little, few things.
So you can lift basically what we can lift now.
Exactly.
With shredded ass muscles.
Or I'd say even weaker than that, probably.
I feel like it'll come down to you're so shredded someone's going to test you and you're not going to be able
exactly,
to come.
Exactly. Or I imagine like even maybe someone who looks like you, skinnier than you. Like very, like when you're weak, you look very skinny.
After my accident, stick.
Maybe even like, malnourished. Yeah. You look like
Noah.
You, like if you tried to pick shit up, you would break. But actually, you can fucking... See, I would definitely much, much, much prefer that one because I don't want to look that ripped.
No.
And then I'd be weak. This way, I can look normal.
More or less.
But then I'd be like, oh, dude, you want to arm wrestle? He'd be like...
But what if like you were malnourished but strong? Like, you look malnourished. No matter how much you ate, you were strong as fuck. And you could eat normally. Your digestive system's normal. You collect the right amount of nutrients. You just don't have any fat on your body. You have no complications for that. You just have just enough to survive.
I still think I'd go with that one.
So you
I'd
look still
think
like
I'd
a.
Do that. I'd look like
it'd
a.
Be,
fucking,
it'd be a really weird like week telling everyone.
Christian Bale in that one. Have you ever seen that picture of him from that one movie, The Departed?
Did he actually get skinny for that?
Yeah. He got super, super skinny. Like, you can see his bones and shit.
How would you?
Christian Bale is actually has been recognized for that, for being able to. Gain and lose weight.
That's not good for your body.
No, it's not. I saw this one diagram even that it tracked it. And like one, like literally it tracked like by year so you could see.
Oh,
and
God.
It was like up and down, up and down. There was the one where he was literally like it was in kilograms. He was like 81 kilograms. He was skinny as fuck. And then the very next year, I think he was doing The Dark Knight. And he was like fucking built.
That just can't be, because your body is used to just like producing a certain amount of fat and storing stuff. It would just confuse the fuck out of it. You'd have to, but I mean, if you're getting paid, how much?
That's actually his diet. Confuse your body.
Oh yeah.
Keep your body on its toes.
Yeah.
Keep it questioning. Don't let it get comfortable.
That's funny because I just watched an improv show where they use that as a bit. You got to confuse your body. That's why you got to lift a 50-pound weight in one arm and a 10-pound in the other. You got to confuse your body.
Confuse your body. And then the next time, the one where you had the 10 pounds, you're doing a 300 pound, and then you had the 50 pound, and before you're doing a 40 pound.
That's brilliant. It's brilliant. It'll work. So what was it? Oh, I would choose the malnourished but strong, because you're just setting yourself up for failure. Because like, I mean, yeah, you'll have sex, but then you won't be able to like lift yourself.
Yeah, but you get tired like 20 minutes into it.
Yeah, 20 minutes. I mean,
like it's 20
not
minutes.
Time.
Sex.
It's more like 20 seconds for me right now. Anyway, ayo.
That made me think of something really fucking funny from Impractical Jokers.
Oh, hit me with it.
I guess I could retell. They were doing a punishment for one of the for Murray, one of the guys. And in the last question he had to answer, and if he got it right, the punishment was over. Was what order did we all lose our virginity in?
Oh,
he got it right. But then he goes, follow up question: how many condoms were you using? And he goes, two.
Two?
Yeah. Fucking Murray, when he lost his virginity, he used two condoms. Because he thought he wanted to be safe or whatever.
I've never once have ever had a question. I think it's because of the internet. Our generation is blessed but cursed because the people who are dumb are extra dumb because they can't search up something so simple. But then the smart people aren't as smart because you can just search things. Imagine if you just knew the knowledge you knew now, but like before the internet existed. People think that you were a nerd and like you had no time. You were constantly at the library just researching 24/7.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, oh, you know random facts about kangaroos? That's pretty cool. You probably Googled it. There's probably a BuzzFeed link that told you 20 facts.
I know. Like, I have a freakish ability to remember, I listen to a fuck ton of music. So I have the freakish ability to remember albums. Autistic level ability to remember albums
when the albums come out. We have to do this on the podcast. It's good.
We can do it right now. Like, the Beatles, who are my favorite band, Noah, our mutual friend, was quizzing me on this. He was trying to play as little of the song in the very beginning, like the first decibel that hits, and then pausing it, and I was still getting him like almost every time.
Well, I did it with you.
I listened to it that much. Yeah. That's right. We did it with
what two bands? The Beatles and Led Zeppelin.
Well, you tried it with Led Zeppelin, but
and it worked.
I didn't have a playlist that was set up to do that, but I could probably do it with Led Zeppelin.
You did do it with Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And you're an autistic level. I have an autistic ability
to remember like when the albums came out. Like I could tell you every fucking. The Beatles are kind of easy, but like any band that I'm like at least relatively into, Led Zeppelin, I can tell you when every single one of their albums came out. For select bands like the Beatles, I could tell you like the track listing of every album, shit like that. So I don't know why. I remember shit like that. But I guess like if I didn't have the internet in like my phone, which can just like I'm looking at that shit constantly while I'm listening. Like if I was just listening with records and shit, I probably wouldn't have that ability. Which I love that I do. I can just pull any fucking random.
Well, I mean, eventually, if you played enough records, you would be able to. You'd be able to just get the basis. You would know. You'd have to know what song to look for, what album physically, to then take it out and put it. It's like writing it down versus just typing it. I think you'd have a better innate ability to.
What I was saying is that I wouldn't be like looking at the track listing all the time, the record doesn't say what year it came out.
Oh, dude, I like the third song on this album. That's what it would be. The third song on album.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know
why I can do that.
So
I do it with like I can remember like movies and when they came out as well. Like mm-hmm. I just am very easy. And it's funny even about that. I have terrible memory of like my own life. Like I have the worst memory.
What did you eat for breakfast this morning?
My timeline is so.
What did you eat for breakfast this morning?
I actually haven't eaten like breakfast in a long time. I don't think I ate anything this morning when I woke up.
That's fair. What was your first meal of the day?
Pizza.
Oh,
leftover.
Nice.
Pizza.
Did you bake it or microwave it?
Microwaved it.
Ah, see.
Yeah, actually, I mentioned that when we talked about that last week.
Right. Fun fact, we're actually recording this 2 minutes after we recorded the last podcast.
Yeah.
If you listen this far in the podcast, good on you. Yeah. I'm glad.
Good on you. I'm glad.
We normally don't have this kind of momentum is the issue.
Yes.
Okay. So what I wanted to say, hold on. Let's see. So, Elijah.
Yeah.
I joined Tinder recently.
Did you?
Yeah. Not recently.
Okay.
Right. After my last horrible breakup. Naturally, which happened.
Crying and crying. And crying. You would call me crying. I'd visit you 2 weeks later, still crying.
Okay. All right.
Tears
Elijah.
Falling.
Tears were fell. All right.
I drank your tears. You made me do it. And then you cried way more afterwards.
Because it was just so emotionally moving. It was tears of sadness, and then it turned to
tears of joy.
Happiness.
Tears of joy.
And
yeah.
Did they taste different?
Tears of sadness, a little saltier.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, the second one had jizz in it, too, so.
Okay. You didn't tell me that at the time.
Okay. You liked it, though. You're like,
It was good.
What's the secret ingredient? Better. Herbs and spices. One ingredient. What was the point? Oh, so I joined Tinder, and let me tell you about some of the really funny tropes, or whatever you want to call them, on Tinder. So you make a Tinder.
First one, let me guess what the first one is.
Okay, what is it?
Not looking to date anyone.
Okay, that's not, I wasn't going to mention that, but that is... Well, okay. So Tinder, you think of like it's a hookup app, but it's really people don't use it as a hookup app. You're not like you don't connect with someone, and then you're like, let's fuck.
Right.
But the cool thing is you're meeting people based off of the idea of attractiveness. So you already have that a bit like the the weird part where you just think you're attractive. If you match with someone,
right,
you know you like each other enough that you're attractive enough, or something about you is interesting to mm-hmm. talk. That's great. So it kind of breaks the ice. However, women are not allowed to talk first. I mean, they're allowed, they can, but they don't.
It's like an unspoken.
It's an unspoken rule. If a woman talks first, she's super desperate, and you don't want that woman anyways.
Wow.
That's literally how it is.
Wow.
Because I matched with a girl, and then she was like, "Oh, hey," and I'm like, "Nah."
Really? That feels shallow.
No, you feel shallow, but I'm on Tinder.
Okay.
So,
no. Yeah.
Okay. I'm already judging women by their looks already, so I'm gonna say no.
That's true. I guess that's pretty shallow.
Yeah.
The whole
right.
Concept.
The whole concept.
Well, I guess though, isn't their bio? Because the bio is the you see that right under. Isn't that also pretty important to?
No, for women, no. Okay, that's my
so
next part.
So you're pretty much skipping the bio.
For I turned myself gay on Tinder for a second.
Did you?
I'll mention that later. So Tinder
you
allows
mentioned it now.
Hold on, give me a second.
It's not good to mention something like that and then tell
so
him you'll
funny.
Explain it later.
I'll explain it later. Remind me.
Yeah, I turned myself gay on Twitter Tinder. I'll tell you about that later though.
So women's bios are at least three lines. Like, just three lines. It normally mentions their real age, which is wrong on Tinder for some reason. It says 20, but I'm really 18 or something. It mentions their sign, their astrological
almost
sign.
Almost every time?
Almost 98% of the time. And then it mentions...
Do women care about that more than men on
whole? I don't fucking know because everyone I talk to does not care about the astrological sign, but every bio has it. It's like it's like a minimum requirement.
Mm.
Next to height and next to... that's it. It's just height and astrological sign. You have
Pisces.
If you have nothing else on there, you have to have those two things. But the women, what they have is they have their there you go. So there you go. Let's turn it up a little bit. All right. So the women have is they either have I want someone to take me on adventures.
Oh my god.
Adventures. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? It does not make any sense. Okay?
Because trust me, you don't.
You
don't.
They don't even know what it means.
You don't want someone to take you. You want someone to go do stuff with. You don't want them to take you. Are you ready? Like, get in the car, sweetie. Guess what we're doing today?
We're going to Atlantis.
Guess what we're doing today? We're going on an adventure. What the fuck are you talking about? Can we go home and watch a TV show?
Please?
I guarantee you that's what most women would say.
Yes. However, so it says, I just want someone to take me on adventures. 90% of the time it says I'm not looking for hookups already.
Okay, that's fair.
And
enough.
Then about 50% of the time there is a Venmo link, a Venmo username. And that's when you're like, not sure about that one.
That's basically prostitution.
Yes, it's actually against the policy.
Because
too.
In context of the app, when you put that there, that can only mean pay me for sex.
Or pay me for
I'm
pictures
I'm sure that's
or
not what most people are intending that to mean.
But okay, so those are the three things. It's like whatever, or no, or like there's that, or no bio at all. Just completely nothing.
See, I would skip right past those.
But so many women have it just because they know they'll get swiped just based off their looks because men are fucking horny bastards, right?
Right.
And they just only have to go on Tinder for like 4 seconds and they get like 10 matches because they're women. But men, they have to, you know, be diligent and swipe. What was I saying? So, yeah, so that's all they have. And then I was curious, like, you know, what am I up against, you know? Like, mm-hmm. What do guys...
So you want to... Well, except that you were only looking at gay guys because they were
okay.
Not going to match.
I misspoke. I was a woman looking for men.
Okay.
I turned myself. I was transgender for an hour.
I turned
or so.
Myself woman.
So I looked at some of the bios of some of the guys, and oh my god, there are at least 10 like max amount of characters. It will explain everything about them, their height, their weight, probably how much they can lift, whether they drive a truck, It's like a fucking vehicle description for every spec loadout.
It's like a fucking
for a human.
It's an abstract of their life.
It's every single person, and then there's like the really hot guys with ripped abs who don't have anything, right? They don't have anything, right? Because they're but like just most of them are semi-attractive men. Just like, but you need to sell yourself way harder. Women need to sell themselves.
That's crazy.
So I reevaluated mine, and my main thing is I'm an Eagle Scout, and I can tie knots, and it's worked out for me so far.
That's not a bad hook.
Yeah, so it's an Eagle Scout. Oh, nice boy, but I can tie knots. Boom, he's sexual. Swipe right. Dude, this guy has sex.
You can work with your hands. It's fucking stupid.
I know outdoor stuff. I can go on adventures. But yeah.
I can take you on adventures, motherfucker.
And of course, I'm a Gemini at 5'11", so.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're not 5'11". Are you 5'11"?
I'm 5'11", and 6 foot on Tinder. 6 foot on...
you are a bastard.
That's a reference to...
okay, because...
But no, 6 foot with my platform shoes.
I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm like 5'9", but I'm as tall as my dad. Okay.
And your dad claims he's taller?
He says he's 5'11".
Mm-mm.
And so I thought...
I looked down at him. I looked down.
For the past few months, I thought, man, I guess maybe I'm 5'11 then now. Because I hadn't checked in a couple years. So maybe I did grow a couple more inches. I'm 5'11". I don't think so. I guess I'm probably 5'9". And my dad is like probably 5'9".
Yeah. It's like, I think your dad just does it because, you know, it's like a masculine thing.
But maybe, like, maybe.
Yeah, but, you know, heightens astrological sign, minimum requirement. And if you don't have a bio as a man, you probably won't get swipes.
Yeah. That's the thing. You're a beautiful woman, but you don't have a bio? Fuck you.
Honestly, like, and you could tell which ones are bots, right? Because, like, there's accounts that, like, are bots just to sell, like a chat. Or like a porn right. site or something that you swipe right and then they send you a message, and you can tell because they use like very very like reposted low quality pictures mm-hmm. of some random woman, and it's always one picture. You can post multiple pictures on
sure.
Trinity.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And it's always like you know which ones. You just swipe left on them.
So. Actually, I know the base of Tinder because I've watched that video, like the video series. I can't remember who, maybe it's Vogue or something like that. Some magazine, they did the video series where they have celebrities take over people's Tinders.
Oh really?
Yeah, you've never seen that?
No.
Well, Hannibal Buress and Eric Andre did one for each other. That mm-hmm. was really fucking hilarious. And then
on his show,
JD Miller did one. No, not on the show. With that, like they made a video, but they just did it together. I mean, that is not a bit anyway, they would do on the
but
Eric
Tinder.
Andre show.
But Tinder is just it's a hit and it's a miss, and it perplexed me yeah. like on the human condition on how like it works out.
I know, but, like why would we? I guess
honestly, it works know, though because what Tinder does that you know. Human interaction doesn't do it gets rid of the total ambiguity of does she think I'm attractive.
Yeah,
it like because you walk up to any girl
because it's based on attractiveness,
because you walk up to a girl, you might think she's attractive, she might think you're attractive, but you guys don't know that
mm-hmm.
so talking, it's more of like you gotta somehow break that barrier. You can't just be like, do you think I'm attractive?
So you're picking up what I'm putting down here, baby.
Dude, I'm picking it right up, and it's kind of heavy right now. Oh shit! Oh shit! You want to go to the library and you know, read some books? No.
Is that what you ask people out on a date?
To the library and read some books.
You want to go to the library, read a couple of books?
Oh, Moby Dick.
Pop open a couple, flutter through the pages.
Let's learn about Adam's apple.
Eve's apple.
Eve's
apple. Why is it called an Adam's apple? Eve. Listen, I wanted to ask, or I want to point out, you know, so many of the traits that we find like desirable in a partner and like a long term partner are not what we look for in like when we first start dating.
No.
You know, like what's a good example?
Like I look for someone who can cook and raise a child, but that no one ever has those kind of features.
Well, I guess maybe like
what?
I couldn't think of one.
Okay.
I was thinking of something to do with like paying the check at dinner. Yeah, well, I don't know.
You want to know something? I went on a date with a girl, a woman. Mm. Oh, crazy, right? And she was surprised that I was nice to the waitress. She was like, do you do that everywhere? And I'm like, what? And she's like, why are you so nice to the waitress? I'm like, what? What kind of fucking man?
People
men,
are no, yeah.
Like, I'm just a common human. Like I'm just a human. I have a human decency. You know, I care for people. That's just a person who has a name, who is trying to make money.
I know. I'm extremely nice to everyone.
But she
I
had to. But she had to say to me, "Are you nice? Are you like that everywhere?" And it was. It took me a solid 5 minutes to get what she was saying because I just was like,
What everywhere?
I don't get it. Just people are shitty.
Yeah. No. People are so unnecessarily shitty.
Hey, Elijah, do you have a Would You Rather for me?
That's so fucking stupid.
I love this fucking soundboard. I need to get new songs. Hit me with it.
Yes. Yes, I have another Would You Rather. Would you rather Travis Allen Fletcher? Travis
you
Allen Samuel
one.
Fletcher. Would you rather have all of your friends? This one gets a little real. In fact, I don't even know why I say this. Would you rather have all of your friends attend your funeral or attend all of your friends' funerals?
That's a real question because that happens to people.
Well, technically speaking, that's what would happen to, like, if there's any friend group anywhere.
The first person to die.
All of their friends
attend
their funeral.
All their friends attend their funeral. But, I'd rather attend all my friends' funerals because I'll be alive the longest. Duh. Or what if, like, we just all die in a freak accident except for me?
You know my brother.
And then that's the how we
that's
die.
That's how you have to.
It's not old age. It's just, and then I die.
You know, my brother has told me multiple times, Joshua, that he wants to die first so that he doesn't have to attend any of our funerals.
That's shitty. I bet there'll be a shitty punch there.
That it's true, though. It's like, what the fuck? That's terrible.
fucking hate this
fucking
headset.
Dying, am I right?
Dying. Well, dying. This is not a comedy podcast anymore. They've just been discussing real shit.
It's like, oh my god. Anyway, fuck dying. Am I right?
It's really funny because I have gonorrhea, but it's curable with antibiotics.
Oh my god, that's funny. We were just talking about diseases because my mom was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, interesting.
That's actually technically true, except it happened 8 years ago and she recovered fully.
Well, that's great. A lot of women, breast cancer is a real thing. Is it February? Which is breast cancer awareness?
I think February is breast cancer awareness month.
And what's November? Is testicular
totally
cancer or something?
Off base, though.
Testicular cancer. It's like No Shave November, right?
I was about to say that. I was like, oh, you're thinking of No Shave November.
But that's to support.
I think it was to support testicular cancer or something like that. Yeah.
To support the cancer.
To support testicular cancer.
I support cancer. You know, they don't get enough support. What was the would you rather?
Would you rather attend all your friends' funerals
okay.
or attend?
I totally forgot.
I think if I had to pick one or the other, I would rather. Excuse me.
You're like a burping over
attend
there.
Attend my.
You smell like us?
Attend my friend's funeral.
Smell-o-vision. Yeah, no, I'd rather attend my friend. Well, you're not supposed to choose that kind of thing. It's just supposed to happen, you know?
Would you rather universe, anything goes.
So is this like immediate? Like tomorrow?
You know what?
I think
I'd actually choose the other one. I think I'd choose all my friends attend mine.
Because that means they would live long enough to. Because if you live till 80, that means all of your friends are at least 80.
Exactly. So what I'm thinking is like I'll still live a long and fruitful life.
Yes.
And then I guide
absolutely.
Them to life. It's like it's my sacrifice for your life. There you go.
Elijah, you know what song I'm gonna have at my funeral? Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Travis's funeral. It's this on... What is this about 45 seconds long, maybe?
No, it's
a minute.
A minute
long?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have this on loop.
Just constant. Like the person doing like the... What is it? When they give the words or whatever as they're lowering the casket or whatever.
I believe that is the priest that does that. I have no idea.
Or some guy.
I don't know how any funeral.
Well, when you're there,
anywhere.
My best friend, you know, just lower me in there.
I'll
like,
do it. I'll give the speech.
Yeah. I love this song so much.
He really did love this song.
Oh my god. Well, that's okay.
I want to have someone. I'm gonna have to pick one. I wonder who I'll have pick them because the music. Obviously, I mean, you know this about me. Music is like
a thing for me at all.
Yeah, it's funny.
I'll probably
music
pick
is
like
everything for
human
me.
Music. Boop.
Oh my god, music is my life.
Oh my god,
music is everything.
Oh, I also have to put that in my Tinder bio. I don't listen to music. It's got me
well,
some
swipes. Well, you do listen to music. And you know what's funny about you is that even though you're not like a music person at all, you tend to enjoy, when you do enjoy music, good music that I also enjoy.
Well, I enjoy like lyricless.
Well, that's not true about me.
Random. It's like if I had to equate it to something, it's like static on a television.
Because you like the backgroundness of it, right?
I like the fact that it elicits emotion without telling you anything.
Yeah, no.
Because
I love that about music.
But like things like with lyrics, it's forcing you about, oh, think about love. I'm like, fuck you. This is going to be a great song about triumph
dicks.
Or something. Yeah, dicks.
That's the thing. Well, that's what I love. The thing that I love about music, I mean, there's a lot of things. But I love when someone is able, because honestly, people can write songs about stuff and that song's about that thing. But when someone uses their lyrics to communicate the emotion that they felt about that thing or behind that thing or during that time, not very many people can do that, honestly. Not even very famous artists, even famous artists that I enjoy, lyricists aren't necessarily able to do that. There, some people, they just have a way. It's like the way they put it. But then but what I love specifically is that the music always tells, even though it'll complement the lyrics really well a lot of the time, it always tells a different story, and I fucking love that about music. That you can derive anything you want from the music. It's all interpreted, which is all art is, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And so I love the way the lyrics and the music may clash with each other or mash with each other.
When you talk about music, I kind of just like tune out.
That's okay.
I mean, I was staring at you and I was listening, but I just had nothing to say to it. I was just like,
I know.
I even shook my head off mic. I was just like,
yeah, cool.
I get it, dude. Yeah. Because like that's what I do. That's how I pretend to listen, and is by actually listening.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know, man. And the thing is, like, TV shows, movies. I love a lot of TV shows and movies, but I just can't. Like, it takes a fucking army and a man to get me to sit down and watch a movie. And I think it's because of my ADD, dude. Like, I have to be moving and shit. I don't have the attention span for it.
You know what time it is, Elijah?
I think it's time for the last Would You Rather.
Nope. It's time for it's time for one more Fact or Fiction.
That's okay. I can deal with that.
With SpongeBob.
Whoops. I should have kept up. I thought you were going to say their thing right then.
And no, and then it's just silence. It's just well, see, that's what the music's for.
Hey, guys, listen to this for a second while we get ready. Stupid.
So dumb. Okay.
Okay, so would you rather... No.
Okay, no, okay. I can't read this, then you know it's real. I'll change something if it is changing.
Okay, okay.
So I'm looking at my phone, but I might not be reading the right words.
Yes, correct. I understand that.
The voice of Karen Plankton. Plankton is his last name. Karen Plankton. It's Plankton. What's Plankton's first name?
Sheldon.
Oh, my God.
Sheldon Plankton. Holy shit.
The voice of Karen Plankton.
I know this, actually.
Jill Tolley is married in real life in the voice of SpongeBob.
Yes, I know that. I know that's true.
That is 100% true.
I did know that.
All right. Okay. Squidward is no squid. He's actually an octopus.
That's true.
That is true. Because the squid does not look like him at all.
No, squids do not look like that. Well, all right. Octopuses don't really look like that either.
Okay,
but,
here's another thing.
You know.
Patrick weighs 2 pounds.
That is one that I could not possibly know. Because it's probably literally like, no, he weighs 3 pounds. Like, why would I know that?
No. It's like, it's either, yes, that's about right, or you know that's completely wrong. Which one do you feel?
I say, yes, that's about right.
No, he weighs 2 ounces. According to his driver's license, somehow over the course of the entire seasons, everyone's driver's license has been shown. What a great way of
revealing
exposition.
Yeah, exactly. Revealing auxiliary details about characters. Just show their driver's license.
The fish who yells my leg in every episode. What's his name?
I know it. I know what his name is.
What is his name?
Fuck, I cannot remember. Come Fred?
On. It is Fred.
God it's damn it, yes! Fred.
And here it is. Hold on.
You're kidding.
Are you going to play it? Is it going to go? Nope, I'm not going to play it. That is...
My leg!
There was a video on Reddit...
My leg!
...where it actually... My leg. It compiled every My Leg, and there's surprisingly not that many. There's only about, 20 throughout seasons. It's not that... Because not every episode does something blow up.
No.
or something go wrong. Or, the Goo Lagoon. So, I mean, it's 20. Look up that video.
Goo Lagoon.
What is it? The Shackleites? Yeah, look up that video and then enjoy yourselves.
And you'll be able to hear the My Leg. You know what I don't get about Goo Lagoon? Is that it's supposed to be,
water? It's like a lagoon.
No, but it's goo, right? So I guess the whole... That's supposed to be you can't have water underwater. So it's goo instead. But they all the time they're using sinks, faucets, they're pouring each other
maybe it's all goo. Maybe it's just thicker water.
Maybe.
Well, technically.
Yeah, just slightly more viscous water.
Maybe it was just colder water, so it actually sinks.
Hmm.
It's a really freezing cold, but not frozen yet, just cold water.
They just fucking. They pour themselves water. It doesn't make any sense.
It's always nice when they get they understand what's happening.
Meta.
Meta.
SpongeBob was extremely good at writing clever and a lot of times meta stuff. All the time they would write jokes not adult themed jokes, but jokes only adults would understand.
More intellectual.
Yeah,
themes.
Yeah. All the time their jokes had much deeper meaning, which I really enjoyed.
Right.
I really enjoyed that about SpongeBob. Would you rather, Travis? We were on the same page on that one. Would you rather suck a girl's dick or eat a man's pussy?
What?
Would you rather suck a girl's dick or eat a man's pussy?
I don't know.
Which one's gay?
A trap or a trap. That's technically a trap, but the other
which
way,
which one's
right?
gay?
They're both. Well, okay. We can have a discussion about are traps gay or not. And I believe that traps are not gay.
You believe that traps are not gay.
I believe that traps are not gay. But that's not the point of the discussion. Will I have
dick? Hold on. Let's go back for a second. What's your reasoning?
Okay.
I couldn't say that I'm one way or the other, honestly.
I mean, if I was, fuck. If let's say I met this girl on maybe not Tinder. If I met this person in real life, I liked them enough to hang out with
ask them.
Ask
them on a date maybe.
Ask them on a date and I can't tell they have a penis. But they're everything a girl.
In every aspect a girl.
Yeah.
But they have a penis.
I wouldn't feel as ashamed or like the feeling of me being gay if I like decided to go forward if they had a penis. Because they're a girl
but
in
would
every
you?
Aspect.
But would you go forward if they have a penis?
It would definitely penis? Be like she would tell me and then I would be like and then but then like I might do something. And honestly, I'm like I'm not gay or bisexual, but I mean like why not? It's like a free pass. It's the free pass to try it, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And do I think it's gay? I think it yes, inherently yes it is. It's a penis. But is it wrong? You consider gay by doing it? No. You're not.
Okay.
And neither she is not gay either. She's just a woman with a penis. Just like a sure. man who can claim to be a woman.
Is okay.
Like transgender or trans.
I
yeah.
can get behind that reasoning.
I guess this works same way with a guy, I guess.
I think someone who's very liberal-minded and has a beat on the LGBTQ community and all the varying sexuality or you know sexual orientations. And,
right, because you are like at least three of them, right?
I'm five of them. I think someone like that would say that if you're just like it's not even it's no I don't know because I think anything other
you
than
add
like
the music for the back for this I
anything pause. Other than like you're a man who's interested in women. I think anything deviating from that is technically gay, because I think any okay,
it's
but
queer. It's queer by definition.
But I see what you're saying.
Like, but if she was in every aspect feminine, she had no like extra testosterone.
And she identified as a female.
And she identifies as a female, but had like a penis that got erect and jizzed. I would totally be okay with it. I mean, it would take a lot inside of me to continue, just because it's so bizarre. Just like because I'm not used to
but
it,
then
and
what,
I've never
you just
done
have
it.
Anal? You just do. What?
No, I'd probably like you know suck her off or something. But like I would probably like suck her dick or eat the pussy, right?
So I guess so. Is it suck a man's?
I would suck a girl's dick.
You would
absolutely,
suck a girl's dick
100%.
Other than eat a man's pussy.
I mean, I feel like because it's a man,
see,
he will be.
I thought of eating pussy. And I was like, see, I can do that. But then I thought about like if I was in that situation and
you're
I
gay.
Knew it was a man.
You're
oh
gay.
God,
see, you're gay.
Bad.
You're gay if
bad.
You eat that
that's
man's
bad.
Pussy.
That's bad.
That's gay.
That's bad. Yeah, that's not good.
Because you're gonna have to go up and kiss him.
You.
You're gonna have to kiss him, and you're gonna have to, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would suck the girl's dick.
Yeah, suck the girl's dick all the way. But I thought about this, and it's always the same rationale: are traps gay? Inherently, yes, but no, you're not gay for trying
I
or doing it.
I think traps are gay.
Yeah, them themselves or people who are with traps.
No, well, they can be anything. No, but I think that being with a trap is gay.
Being with a straight trap.
Yeah, sure.
Is
he's gay.
A gay trap is just normal, right?
No, I guess not. No, I changed my mind. No, I guess you're right. I don't think traps are gay.
Right. If a man with a man, but they had two different genitalia, then that's a gay relationship. It's just the sexual organs
sure.
are this different.
Sure. And I think many people would agree with you. I think yeah. many people wouldn't agree with you.
Yeah, I know.
It's I just, can name a couple in my family tree.
In your family tree. Patrick Starr's dad's grandfather.
Amoeba grandfather. He's got a fucking cowboy hat on. I still think that's hilarious.
Look it up. Or I'm going to post it, actually, on our Instagram.
It's Collision Shack.
Actually, Collision Shack. You know, at Collision Shack. You know, Elijah? I think it's time to wrap up. No.
All right,
you.
Sounds great. I love stopping at saying something to really
to accentuate,
accentuate that point.
Hey Elijah, traps aren't gay. Yeah, there you go.
That's our hard hitting message of the day.
All right, do wrap us up, Elijah. Hold on.
Well,
wait.
Nope.
Shit. If you scroll down, okay, hold on. Wrap us up, Elijah.
Well,
is that a wrap up music?
Thank you. No, not at all. Go maybe the well. We did the Old West, I think, before.
All right, Elijah, wrap us up in a country accent.
This is great for world. Okay. Well, I would like to thank everyone, of course, for listening along with us.
If you've lasted this long.
I hope you had
a
great time listening. We had
if you're
a
in a car right
morning.
Now, I hope you're driving safe because this is not
a
good podcast.
I do. I hope that. If you'd like to follow us on our Twitter or our Instagram account, that's at Collision Shack on both of those.
Yep.
Although there's no at symbols on Instagram, but
you get the point. You get the gist. It's at Collision Shack.
Follow Travis at Travis Flesher on Twitter or myself, Elijah Joseph with an FM. on Twitter. Our Collision Shack, we're on YouTube. We're definitely we are on YouTube.
Whether or not we can access it is a different question.
Completely different.
We have random behind the scenes. If you check Lost Episode 8, you can see how Elijah was a piece of shit and laying on the floor when we're trying to record a podcast, which is why it never came out, because he was not concentrating.
No. That did not come out as a good episode.
Yeah, nope.
Collision Shack on YouTube.
We've committed to releasing shitty episodes now, so.
Hey, listen, if the episode's shitty, that's not a pity.
All right.
TravisFlesher.com/Collision Shack if you'd like to drop us a line, leave us a note, ask us a question, or anything else.
There'll be a dialogue box on there or something.
Or theCollisionShack@gmail.com.
Don't email with that. Because just go to the website because I don't feel like checking the email. Because I'm not going to use it. Right.
That's fair enough.
Just go to the website. We shouldn't even advertise the Collision Shack, but it's whatever now.
All right, maybe I'll take it out. Thank you. I'd like to give a big thank you to Dave Shumka and his band, The Screaming Eagles.
For do.
For the use of their song as our theme song, do.
Right. It's a really good song. So you guys heard it in the beginning.
And that's all I really have. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Screamy Eags.
Oh, I like to thank Kevin McLeod for having some really awesome crappy music. I mean, it's really good music, but it's not very relevant.
Right.
So it's crappy music because we use it wrong. I think that's pretty much it, Elijah.
Well, I have been Elijah Martin.
And I've been Travis Flesher.
Shake my hand. Can you hear that? Can you hear that?
Can you hear that? We're actually shaking our hands.
We're actually shaking our hands.
All right.
I remember one time we said we were, but we actually weren't secretly.
I think that was during our promo.
This is a fucking vicious handshake.
All right. See you, bye.
See you, bye.
See you next week.